Hey, this is Carrie
and Devin
with the Diamond Weekly Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Hey everybody, welcome back. I hope that didn't pick up. So we're back. Last week we had a longer episode. We're hoping to keep them like that. And I'm just gonna jump right. Well, Evan, how has your week been?
It's been pretty boring.
Really boring.
I missed the podcast.
No, you didn't.
I did too. And you know what I did and did not miss?
Oh, I thought you said you missed it, like as in physically weren't there. Okay.
I missed it. I longed for the podcast.
I did too. It's really becoming part of my soul. I'm going to miss it. When you move away for college, when you go to Santa Barbara or something like that, you're going to have to be like a permanent phone-in guest, and that would just be pathetic, and so you're going to be gone.
What? I could be a phone-in guest.
We don't know how to record phone calls on our thing, though.
Then
it could be an issue.
Figure that out.
It costs money. I looked it up. We need a mixer. But
put a phone right by the thing. We tested it. It worked.
I guess it would have worked. This was supposed to be the Halloween episode, everybody. But psychics want... You can't block your calls when you call a psychic, probably so they can research you, because they're lying pieces of crap. But we also tried Ghost Hunters, and they were like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. We're gonna do your show. And then they listened to it, and they said, oh, I think we're busy Thursday. We're not going to be able. I'm working. Either it's because...
Both of my grandmas died that day, even though it's in the future. I think they're about to go that day.
My son got a hernia lifting something. He's a year and a half. It's a horrible tragedy.
Sorry, I can't go. That's a day I plan to commit suicide.
We either figure it was because our show is not, you know, professionally done, which, you know, obviously it can't be that. We're very professional and awesome. We think more it was Evan's comment about carnies, considering the guy rides at Universal Studios, and
wait,
now
he used to work at Universal Studios as a ride person. He does.
Yes.
Oh. That's not a carny. That's an amusement park worker. It's different from a carny. A carny travels with, like, a thing, and they run the bumper cars or the little clown
He took
game.
It as the same.
It's not the same. People who work at amusement parks...
I'm not saying
It's not a minimum wage job. You get good money. People are actually pleasant.
So, Ghost Hunter Man, if you're listening, Evan apologizes for his rude and insensitive comment.
No, I'm not apologizing.
Towards this group of people.
No, I'm not apologizing. Specifically, carnies. Evan, carnies can screw it.
You're scaring away him
and
other possible guests. We're never
going
to have a guest on
the show.
Amusement
park workers are fine. They are not. They are completely respectable people, and I appreciate them. Carnies are a different story.
Okay. Well, that's Evan's opinion. We are going to have another actual guest on the show.
How many people
today
can distinguish the difference between carnies and amusement park workers? I want to know.
Okay. Sure. All right. You send in your answers to that. We also... I was thinking this was going to be like a Halloween episode. We were going to start off with the song, This Is Halloween, you know, and we were going to have like a Ghost Hunter guy and all that stuff. And it really, you know, since we couldn't get like a Ghost Hunter guy and we're going to have the guest we're having now, it was pretty much pointless to try and do a Halloween episode, so we started with Kung Fu Fighting.
We should have done something completely pointless to the podcast, like wear costumes as we do the podcast. So it would still be Halloween theme, but no one would have any idea, would have no effect whatsoever.
I'm dressing as Hitler. No, so, last week, the question was brought up. We were having an argument over Harry Potter. Yes, we're starting off the podcast with
another...
Again. A guy actually came in with an answer. Evan had a question. How come they, like, you know, there was, like, one of these things, the all-powerful thing that could turn back time, and, how is... What else? Oh, how come they don't, like, just text each other or something? You know, like, why... Technology can be useful. Somebody sent in an answer. This is obviously somebody who knows very... Well... You'll see. This was his answer. He goes, time turners were produced by the ministry. There were lots of them. They can't use cell phones, because only Muggles have researched them.
No, you missed the
There's
thing.
There's also charms and enchantments that protect castles. You that would be like an EMP to these devices.
You missed the reason for the time turner things. They were destroyed.
Oh, yeah, and the ministry destroyed all time turners. They brought them all in and got rid of them all. I didn't remember any of that. Movies, I didn't remember them in the books. Of course, I've only watched them
Maybe
all three
they read
once
one of
and read
those,
them
like,
once.
Those additional books that just like gives background history on like the topic, the world beyond the book.
This kid, no. He mentioned in the email.
Did
this
he
is
quote,
a short
did he, like,
version.
Quote the text?
He didn't quote it, but he said it mentioned how they were all destroyed in
That's
the Half-Blood
Prince. That's page 337, line 50 from memory.
He said it was the beginning of the Half-Blood Prince. He actually like knew where it was in what book, and he says the beginning of Half-Blood Prince that they mentioned the time turner thing, and I, you know, whatever. This kid obviously like reads a book a day, watches a movie, something like that.
So there's obviously black market time traveling machines.
This, yeah, apparently this kid's really into Harry Potter, and I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and
I'm guessing.
How many friends do you have? I'm gonna guess under 20.
I'm gonna have a good guess at what he's gonna be for Halloween this year.
I swear to God, he's going to dress
I'm Dobby!
You're going to wear a pillow sheet. We're insulting our listener here, who was nice enough to send us in an answer and not insult us in saying, how dare you not know about it? Now we're insulting... Well, you know what? It's true, though. Somebody who knows that much about it, it's kind of creepy in a way. I'm sorry. We're really offending people.
This is the guy who brought up the question in the first place.
No, you were the one! That was you! That was you! Don't put that on
okay,
me!
Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, it was... So, we're going to have a guest here, our first official in-studio guest, because we have a studio, yeah, and what are we going to...
This sweet studio,
He's our Jew correspondent, is really what he is, and he's going to come in and weigh on the issue. So, Austin, say hello to all the listeners.
Oi.
Really? he's trying to be as racist as he can get, okay. Austin, I'm not gonna go there. I was thinking I'd change my pocket. So, we have an issue. Fox News and Obama are feuding. The White House posted a blog on the whitehouse.gov saying...
Does the White House really have a blog?
Whitehouse.gov actually has the White House blog. It's a real thing. You can look it up. They went and attacked Fox
News. So
that's
like someone's job. They're like the national blogger.
I wonder if Barack Obama is sitting there blogging in his office.
I'm sure he doesn't, but... But someone must do it, so we have a national blogger. We pay someone to do that. Tax money.
That's where it goes, of course.
National blogger.
And are all, yeah.
Wouldn't that be the best title ever? Just for like a resume.
White House blogger?
It's like, yes, okay, I see you worked at McDonald's. Oh, and you were the White House blogger, really?
You could get any job you wanted that was like, didn't require college. They'd be like, oh, he's special. But yeah, so on they apparently were saying... you know, attacking some of the Fox News shows and some of its correspondents. And then also Obama said, do not count them as a credible news source. They should not be regarded as, they should be regarded as like, they can still be around, but don't treat them the same as CNN or MSNBC. And
did he specifically say MSNBC?
The White House blog says, it mentions CNN, and I don't know about NBC, but it says, you know, such as CNN or I don't know if they said MSNBC, which is the most liberal of them all, but
they're all
CNN.
Bad.
They're... So, and they you know, they call Fox News, like, propaganda and all this stuff. So, we were talking earlier, well, more like, you know, through MySpace. I was saying how Barack Obama is doing this because he's too worried about his image and he doesn't want to look bad. And how he's, you know, basically being a pussy, basically, because he can't take any heat, whereas Bush was being called fascist, setting up 9/11, you know, all these American things. He's being called basically compared to Hitler, and Obama gets called a socialist once, on Fox News, and all of a sudden we can't listen
he's
to them
being
anymore.
He's been called a socialist forever, though.
And
that or a, but then Bush was being called a fascist dictator who attacked his own country. Which would you consider worse?
Obama was also compared to Hitler too.
They're all compared to Hitler.
Well, yeah, but...
That's how you win any argument.
Socialist to setting up 9/11. I mean, Bush didn't go out and call out CNN and MSNBC, who are blatantly attacking him through those types of things, saying he ignored 9/11 and all that stuff, and is sending our kids to die so he can get his oil money, and it's like, people were saying some pretty heavy stuff compared to what they're saying about Obama, I thought. Evan, your stance. I'm saying you can't single out Fox, basically. All of them have their sides, and Obama's basically too scared about his image, so he's having to get rid of the competition, is what I was getting at.
It's not going to do anything, but I was just saying that, I don't know, first of all, he should be focusing on other stuff, like healthcare, whatever.
Yeah.
That seems to be a tad more important. Okay. And second, if he's going to go after one biased news station, he should go after all of them, both extremes, liberal and conservative. That would make it a lot more credible. If you attack both sides and just say, you know what, both MSNBC and Fox, they're both extremely biased, and they give you lies and propaganda. Don't listen to either of those. If you want a credible news source, listen to PBS or NPR.
I could see that. Unbiased news, they're hard to find, though, but it's like...
Those two, though.
Those
two are probably the best.
NPR's radio and those people are very boring, some of them.
Yeah, but if you want straight up...
Realnews.com. People should check that
PBS
out.
PBS is also pretty good, actually.
BBC World News.
Yeah, I did. Didn't I say PBS?
No.
Yeah. Austin, our Jew correspondent, what is your view on this whole issue?
He's actually trying to protect his image so he can actually do something about healthcare. Otherwise, no one in Congress is going to vote on it. Or vote for it.
What would his image, though, have to do with...
Because they want to vote with a popular person so that they can stay in a Congress when the next election comes around in 2010.
So you think this is more to do with healthcare rather than him
possibly.
Just being tired of being made fun of?
It could possibly be to do that, so that people in Congress will be more likely to support him.
I guess I could see that. But it's still, it's like... Going out of your way to attack a news source, it's like being on a football team and the other team shows up and you, like, take away all their gear. It's pretty much like that. It's like, because
it's,
they have their men.
It's true, though, in a way.
The Democrats have MSNBC, Republicans have Fox, and then you're saying,
bigger than MSNBC.
Get rid of Fox, don't listen to Fox. So it's like taking away all the padding and helmets to a football team and having them go out there in a bunch of underwear.
He should have gone after both or neither. But it's true, though. Both of those sources are completely horrible. And they brainwash people. They don't give you facts. They give you their opinions, and they present them as facts.
They also give a lot of rumors, too.
And rumors that aren't true.
One thing I noticed that nobody caught on, though, none of the news sources reported this, which I was shocked by. McCain on the trail. If you check on YouTube, you can look this up. McCain was on the campaign trail, and he was speaking... And he started singing, you know the song, Ba 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 Baran?
Yeah.
He was singing this at a speech. He goes, Bom 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 Baran, Bom 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 Baran. And I was thinking, why did nobody...
Bom 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 Baran!
No, don't take your hand, you're going to bomb them. I mean, I just thought nobody caught on to him singing about bombing Iran. Nobody thought, oh, you know, somebody who's, you know, who's obviously against... McCain never noticed that stuff? I mean, scoos right under the radar. You can look it up on YouTube. It's actually entertaining.
Hee
hee. It's a Bush laugh.
I've noticed that, like, almost every president is, like, has some kind of, like, distinctive voice thing or look that makes him really, like, funny to impersonate.
George Bush had the hand motions and
the
facial expressions.
You know, that kind of thing. And then Obama has the
pauses
the pause,
after
like,
mid-sentence. Has to rethink what he's saying.
Need to retake healthcare.
I think Obama...
FDR had his wheelchair.
I think Obama had a serious stuttering problem as a child and just recently got over it. I mean...
I don't know. Everyone says he's a really good speaker.
I don't find him entertaining. Austin, as
he's
a Jew, do you find him
entertaining?
Well, no. People have, like, cried at his speeches.
He makes a lot of jokes. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't watch too many of his speeches.
You don't listen to any of his speeches.
I watched a few
he's
of them.
He's our special correspondent. He's like, I don't watch Obama.
I don't watch much speeches ever. They're kind of boring to me.
I watched the healthcare address
to
Congress,
that one.
Which was hard to watch because, you know, every 30 seconds everyone's standing up and clapping.
That's why I don't like to watch speeches.
Well, no. What about the presidential inauguration? Did you watch that? America needs
yeah,
to be changed. You know, it was like. We had to watch that, like, in class. Like, all the high schools had to watch it. And
no, we didn't. We never watched it in class.
We never watched it either.
We watched
the inaugurational speech.
Oh, I was thinking, like, the
winning
speech.
Like, at the White House when he was like,
I remember watching
on the day he gets sworn into office.
Did he sound like that?
No. I don't know. That's, like, my typical politician impression.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
What politician
what
sounds
politician
like that?
Is retarded? I just
all of them know.
Usually, like, idiots, but they're not retarded.
I don't know. That was...
Well, they're all, like, having to, like, practice their speech multiple times, and they usually don't watch their own, write their own speech.
They might.
They usually have their special writers,
but still.
I wonder if he, like, Obama pauses. Like, it just has in parentheses pause for effect.
God.
That's probably
or maybe it's just each new line that starts, he thinks he has to pause in between each line. Maybe he's literate.
Just like that one, like, he did in the thing, like, wait for Joe Wilson to speak out, then point at him.
It's all staged. No, I almost, in a way, think Congress is extremely corrupt because...
That would
because
be hella funny. Like, if there is, like, all of politics and everything that goes on in politics is completely...
There,
it was all
no,
planned
there
by
is.
George Washington.
You've never heard that? Okay, we are starting a segment later on about, you
Let's
know...
do it right now.
I need to get into something. But that's... Well, okay, well, no, we'll do it. We have... All right, we're starting a new segment about conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Thank you.
About, you know, we're just going to analyze different conspiracy theories and analyze the legitimacy of them. This one is one everybody knows the New World Order, and they think that a bunch of bankers during the Great Depression bailed out, like, the U.S. type of thing to the point where, like, 5 bankers run the world and that the president is just middle management. And everything is planned, just the corporations run all the politics. And there's, like, the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission, and they're all, like, against him. And that's why JFK got assassinated, because he tried to stop the banks. And then everything that happens is planned. And they're trying to create a world order where it's one currency and, like, there's one, like, leader and, like, totalitarianistic, like, world.
It's just retarded. I mean, that would make a good sequel to The International, but...
So, on a scale... We figure these conspiracy theories we are going to rate from
10 being the most.
It's very true. Well, no, there's 3 settings. True, or we believe, you know, we believe it, we buy it. Plausible, ridiculous.
Can we have busted so it could just be like the Mythbusters?
Yeah, busted. Well, that would be, what would that be then?
The Conspiracy Busters?
Okay.
That doesn't ring.
No, it doesn't. Impossible. We're not being Conspiracy Busters. What do you rank that?
What, that theory?
Yeah.
That's completely busted.
Okay, yeah, I don't believe in it at all, Austin.
It's not like a 1.5.
No, we had plausible, make it or break it.
Busted?
Okay, busted? He's good
on
or
a
something.
Scale of 1 to 10, I give him an
That
F.
was just one that we were just going to bring up, but I have to admit, on a scale, I do think Congress is somewhat...
A 7.
Well, like, think about it.
Well,
senators
that's different,
don't...
That's different from, like, being corrupted and bought out by companies.
Well, I mean, I think somebody took it too far. But I do think Congress is, like, they're in themselves. Think about it. Many of the senators have been there for 35 years. It's despotism, really.
Well,
because there's no term limits for them.
Explain to Austin what despotism means.
Despotism is when one person...
I know what
says,
despotism means.
Shut up! I'm explaining something to you! No.
Can you explain it to Evan so I understand?
No. It's that, and well, what I found out, a news story is they're worried, they're saying Congress being investigated by giving out gifts to, like, their political, like, people who help them along the way. Who's investigating it? Congress! Congress is investigating themselves. Is it just me, or does it seem like there's a conflict of interest?
We're gonna get those sons of bitches.
It's like telling OJ to prosecute himself. It doesn't work.
I'll get me if it's the last thing I do!
It's like, really, there's nobody higher up that can...
Well, the president. But the
president... He's gonna do all the investigating himself.
The president's just gonna impeach himself.
Yeah.
I've got my shirt.
I allowed this to happen.
I'll find out if I'm the bastard that did it.
I would like to come out, and I'd like to be impeached. Just like a big speech that... No, I mean...
I knew what I did.
So on a scale, I somewhat believe, but the one we actually wanted to get into today is...
Whether or not my balls itch.
Okay. Is this supposed to be like our serious guest correspondent?
It's a true.
It's a true? Okay.
Yeah.
The 1969 Apollo moon landing didn't happen. At this point, the fake moon landing theory has mostly been Okay, I don't want to read that crap.
Okay, well,
The theory is that we faked, it was all staged in Hollywood, the landing on the moon so we could say we beat the Russians in the space race.
And their proof is that the flag was like perfectly straight or something, that there wouldn't be a wind on the moon.
Also, when people look at the moon, you can't see the car we left up there. Whereas you can see Pluto through a telescope, but you still can't see like any of the stuff we left on the moon through a telescope.
Well, I think the main problem with it is that we didn't pass through the rope, the blue ribbon that we have to be able to win the space race. That's why they don't believe we actually did anything.
Okay, then!
When I was like little, believe I always thought the space race was like literally like us and the Russians launched rockets at the same time. Whoever got there first won.
The Russians! No, we gotta. We're pulling ahead!
Suckers! And they just crash into the moon surface.
One small step for man, and ha ha! As they like Russians land.
You see like the spacecraft land opposite each other, and they had like a space battle with guns.
Do you wanna plant my thing first? And they both like try to slam it in the same slot, like you have one preset slot and you have to put the...
You see Neil Armstrong with a shotgun. There's not enough room on this moon for the both of us.
So my problems with this theory are you could unravel the moon. What?
Kevin gets it.
I don't get it. They're writing something.
Austin's saying that Kenyans would be the best at space races.
Oh, thanks. This is something else. Okay, then. But...
That's what I didn't want to say.
You know, if you unraveled it or whatever, there's that. And there's one side of the moon we never see or something like that, isn't there?
The dark side.
The dark side.
Of the moon?
We can't see the dark side. The dark side of the moon. Song about that. Anyway,
there's a wall on that moon.
So, make it or break it.
That's definitely break.
Busted.
I would almost consider it plausible.
Shut
and
up.
Close to, but I'm gonna say no. Say false on that one. So that's our next week. We will be examining the theory of drugs and the conspiracy of
the Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
No.
Healthcare, like prescription companies. And there's a theory out there that they have found the cure for all these diseases but don't use it so they don't lose money. And that'll be next week's conspiracy theory. Tune in!
Do you guys have any good theories?
Send them in. Yeah,
Jinx,
for sure.
Buy me Coke.
No, I'm not going to buy you anything. I'm broke. Okay.
The teachers have second students.
Okay, don't you dare read off the notes! Now that you've almost ruined it, but we had a discussion in school. They were talking about, you know, whether spanking kids is okay.
Well, not in school.
No, well,
like
that's not how they used to spank kids in school.
You mean like a paddle?
Yeah, like the paddle type thing?
That would be fun.
What did you...
I would want to be a teacher if they'd allowed that. If they allowed a teacher, you know.
That's possible.
Of course I don't think teachers should spank.
Well, my theory was that... Teachers, more now, there's more teachers that are having sex with students, right? I think
what?
These paddles...
Why do you say that?
Well, you always hear about, like, every month, like, or a year or something.
Experiences.
Yeah. There's been a teacher that's caught, like, having sex with a student or something, you know, that type of, you know, or the Catholic priests who, you know, got...
Yeah. Okay.
I think with these paddles, they were taking up sexual aggression. And now that they're taking them away, they don't have to get up and think about it. When I picture, like, an old principal at a Catholic school, I feel like the mustache and, like, the greasy hair, and he has a paddle, and he's, like, bending over, like, a schoolgirl, and that's what they did. They spanked people in high school. Does anybody find that creepy at all? No? That spanking people in high school with a paddle was wrong? Grown adults spanking children, high schoolers? Nobody finds that oddly sexual?
I think it'd be fun for the teacher.
That's what I'm saying, and I'm saying now that they're not allowed to do that, nobody... You don't have to raise your hand. He's raising his hand.
Well, I thought the listeners would want to know that I'm waiting my turn.
Austin, we don't wait our turn on this.
I'm waiting my turn.
We rudely object. We rudely object.
Okay.
So...
I rudely eject.
What's your question, then?
It's not a question. It's more like, you guys think that... Well, I'm shocked that you guys don't find it creepy that old men were paddling high school kids.
But they don't anymore. What? They did a lot of stuff back then.
Yes, but you were like, oh, you know, I don't find that weird at all. I don't find that... If we played it back, I was saying, do you find
weird.
It creepy at all that they... Do you think that they were taking out sexual aggression by spanking younger children? And you're
they
all
were
like,
probably spanking them and molesting them. What?
They're doing both.
No, they're just molesting them.
The spanking's left out? Okay.
That's slightly better.
That's... Okay. You know, I'm just waiting for the day when one of you gets, like, spanked by a teacher. What's bad?
I just never getting the ass prepared.
Getting the ass?
Ass prepared. Never mind.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh. So, yeah,
I'm sorry. That was bad.
Evan's a horrible person. We already knew that. You know, we're horrible people on this. We're shallow idiots. It's what we are.
I'm not.
Okay. That's ridiculous. We all know that all of us are very shallow assholes. We all know that. I think it's fair to admit we're all shallow assholes.
I'm just a regular asshole.
I know. I think when it comes to it, you're saying you're not a shallow person, Evan.
He's friends with you.
Well, yeah.
Okay, see, okay. That's what I was saying. When it comes to, like, you know, dating somebody, personality, that can be put on the back shelf. We don't care about that as much. What are you saying? From all the conversations we've had, it seems that pretty much it's, if they're good looking, okay, they'll give them a shot. If they're not, there's no way I'm getting near that.
Yeah, but it still has to be taken into consideration.
Yeah.
It might be number two on the list. I'll look at them first, then consideration.
Will you go on a date with somebody purely for looks? Like one or two dates? Will you?
It depends.
Yes, yes or no? Answer the question! Yes or no?
Maybe if there's a chance for sex.
Yes?
Not
or
if they're
no.
terrible people and I hate them.
Yeah,
for two dates, does the personality matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little.
Really?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go on a date with somebody just because they look good. Before getting to know them, is what I'm getting at.
Okay, well, yeah, of course.
Before like, knowing, like, anything
so
about them.
Like, I don't know, this is like a blind date you're saying?
Yes.
Well,
okay, well, obviously, if I'm on the blind date, I'm already on the date before
No.
Take
you, okay, no, forget
that.
Forget that scenario. That you have there's this person, and you don't know them, but you just walk up to them and ask them to go to a movie with you. You don't know them, but you went purely for good looking. Would you do it just for good looking? Would you do it? One or two?
A second date probably wouldn't happen if she doesn't have a good personality.
Really? I'm to the point where it's like, no, the only time you start considering personality is, do I want to start spending more time with this person rather than one night every once in a while?
So, Carrie, when was your last date, Carrie?
My last date. Hold on.
Yesterday.
Shut up! It was a few months ago, alright? So
ago.
Really, you know, who was that
four
with?
Or five
who
months ago. I'm not putting, we don't do names on the podcast.
Okay,
and you know that!
Alright.
Anyways,
where was this person from?
I can't say where we're from because this is a podcast. We say insulting things. We insulted a Harry Potter listener.
Was it a female?
No, it wasn't a female. Of course it's a female. God.
She came from Carrie Land.
From Carrie Land, really?
Carrie's dreams.
Okay, well maybe, see, I always thought you guys were like enablers to me. Where, you know, I'm a bad person, but I thought you guys were like...
You have good desires.
You enabled me, too, to do this stuff. But apparently, you aren't enablers. You're actually responsible human beings. What? How terrible are you?
Shame on us.
Shame on you for being a responsible human being.
Who won't shave.
Yeah, you don't shave. Austin's attempting to grow what is... looked to be facial hair at the moment, but it looks more like a tan in his upper lip and his chin.
It takes a week to get this far.
How are you not, like... Evan, yeah, okay, so...
It's gonna start growing out eventually.
Jerk off of the week this week. Who are we gonna put it to? We never really actually... This had, like, no behind-the-scenes work, really. And who should win jerk off of the week? Alright, I'm just gonna say it. Pleasant Grove High School.
No.
Yes.
No.
We're giving them jerk off of the week. I hate them. Alright. Pleasant Grove High School.
You
should
have, like, skewed...
There's multiple Pleasant Grove High Schools throughout the
Yes,
area.
There are.
Yeah, it's the we're talking about the one that we don't actually go to.
There's numerous ones. There's Tennessee, there's one in Georgia, one in Connecticut, one in Montana, one in California. There are a lot of different places.
One in Minnesota, one in Florida.
Anyways.
One in Connecticut.
Now they're going to like guess which one it is. So anyways, I discovered ghosting a while back, which is where you like follow people. You can look it up online. Look at ghosting on YouTube. Where did that come from? Somewhat Jay Leno show. It's these two guys who do a show in Australia. And they were guests. And so I looked it up, and they like follow people behind, and they time how long they can do it. And I thought, you know what we should do, guys? We should go out, we should film it, and then put the link on the podcast to go do it at the, somewhere like on the street, like downtown somewhere. Well, then we find out, apparently, the school's broadcast decided to do it.
Well, explain how it was. They claimed it as an original piece. They put it on their weekly or semi-weekly little broadcasting, and they did like a shot-for-shot remake
of
it.
And they stole one of the animations.
With two guys in the park, and they actually stole the intro animation, too.
The intro animation they stole? Yeah. Oh my god.
And they didn't say, you know, this is borrowed from whatever. They claimed it as an original thing, and everybody in the school thought it was an original thing. They said, that's so original,
not
it's
everyone.
So funny. And
a lot of people.
People were doing it between halls in the classes.
Yeah, we used to go there. And so,
this really perturbs
me. I'm using big words here. I want to sound
Please
intelligent.
Please explain to Austin what the word perturbed means.
Perturbed Austin.
Yeah, so Evan can understand what it means.
We're going to do this all day. But so they're winning Jerk Off of the Week for not only stealing a good idea,
but then stealing
it again from the idea I stole, and then claiming it as their own. They repackaged a stolen item and stole it from me, repackaged it, and presented it as their own. I'm extremely upset about this, and I think we should file a complaint. Are you up with me, Evan?
A visual complaint.
It's like you complain about someone else stealing diamonds from a bank before you're able to get in there and steal
the diamonds
yourself.
That fence stole the diamonds that I paid for, that he stole from the bank. It's like, but I think we should complain.
To who?
I think we should go to the school, and we get up in the principal's face, and we yell,
you don't go to the
and
school.
We get upset. I don't go to the school because I'm an extremely smart individual who graduated early.
Funked out.
I did not funk out. I am going. I'm getting a high school diploma, so yeah.
Sorry, but the normal way.
You know what? You know what? You know what, Austin? You can leave. You can go away. You can. You know what? What I'm going to do?
What are you going to do? Oh.
I had to bring out the Harold and Kumar reference. I'm glad nobody at home can see it.
Gary just threw change on the
table. No, you're not supposed to say that. I'm sorry, Austin.
I only grabbed half the change.
You were really... So...
That's because he's only half Jewish.
The question of the week this week. Evan will present, or Austin, which one... You two argue it out. You do it.
Oh, boy. I hate you.
All right, I had a thought, like, I just thought, you know, my mom didn't take my dad's last name, so I thought about people taking people, you know, last names in marriage. Like, the wife usually takes the man's last name.
I disagree.
So in places where they have gay marriage, who takes whose last name?
I said the woman.
Suppose there are two men, though.
Okay, the more womanly of the two.
So like the less dominant one?
Yes.
But how do you know? What if you get two alpha males that are dating each other?
What? I think gay people usually have like an alpha and like a more girly like one.
A beta.
A beta? Really? You know all the names. Austin knows like the whole...
Beta,
underground gay culture.
That's not a gay culture.
It's a Greek alphabet.
That's alpha, beta. That's a Greek thing. A, B.
Gamma.
I don't know Greek. I don't...
That just means A, B. Everybody knows that.
I don't know that. I don't do...
Have you ever
learn Greek.
Have you heard the phrase alpha to omega?
Yes.
That means A to Z.
Yeah, I knew that. But beta is not alpha or omega.
Beta is B. Beta, B.
What did beta have to do with anything?
Also, second question.
Because it comes next.
Second question. Same kind of line. Who proposes...
The man.
You know
what? I mean, like, do they both propose to each other? Like,
that'd be really awkward. They both
do they both have
money.
Engagement rings, or does, like, one, like, assume the dominant role and give it? Like, for men or women?
Yeah, well, and then what if one guy's waiting to get proposed to, and the other guy's like, he just won't propose to me, and the other guy's sitting there talking to his friend, and the other, he won't propose to me.
And then once one proposes, does the other one have to propose so they both have rings?
They both get down on one knee at the same time. I've been meaning to tell you something, too.
That's why the lesbian couples have...
In stereo,
would you marry me? And then, like, lesbians, that'd be kind of awkward, like, walking to the jewelry store, I want to buy an engagement ring for my partner. Like, oh.
Yeah, if a girl's buying an engagement ring, everybody knows, oh, well, I know which side of the fence you swing on. You putt from the rough. It's, okay, that was out there.
What was that?
Putt from the rough. You never heard that? Goodwill Hunting? No?
We don't know that much about gay culture to care.
No, Goodwill, oh my god. You know Goodwill Hunting?
No.
You ever saw the movie? No. Never mind. Only people who saw that movie will get that, but apparently she puts from the rough. So that's the question of the week. Who takes the name? Who proposes? I wonder if we have any gay listeners out there. Probably not. We're offensive people.
That's pretty much true.
Okay, we could get a guess because you were insulting. So, and I'm not backing down on that.
In defense of gay people, I don't mind gay people, but...
We already discussed this. Yes, the flamboyantness.
Yeah, I don't like flamboyant gays. You're gay, that's fine.
You just be quiet! Those types of people.
Yeah, those people.
The pink wristbands. Me? Okay, I can see where you're going with this.
You know that, right? You know, the wristbands, like the pink, breast cancer, right? If you wear pink or whatever, it's for breast cancer, right? How come breast cancer is singled out? Why not just cancer in general? Why do we specifically have to go after breast cancer?
Let's do research for only breast cancer.
Oh, because a lot of women get it. Yeah, but a lot of women get other types of cancer, and then if you're
saying men get other types of cancer,
men
we go around walking, you know, hanging.
There's no
ribbons from our pants going. We get pink.
It's prostate cancer.
I actually have a blue ribbon around my penis to be able to support testicular for testicular cancer.
You mean a condom?
Okay. Anyways,
it's a ribbon.
We're not going down that road.
But I'm just saying, like, why specifically breast cancer? Can't they just do cancer day? Because if you pretty much cure one type of cancer, you've got to cure for a lot of type of different cancer. But
because guys like
the NFL did it. All the coaches, like, you're looking at the Packers coach, and he had a pink bill on his green hat.
The players and the refs have those wristbands.
Brett Favre wore pink shoes, and like I said, the head coaches' hats had to have pink.
You know
bills.
What? It's fine. That's great that they're supporting it and, you know, research or whatever. But why not just have pink represent all cancer or something like that? Why specifically have to be breast cancer?
I honestly think that. I think honestly that if somebody finds a cure for one type of cancer, it's going to be one of those universal things. I think
it's not necessarily, but it will take.
That cancer will
over the next couple of years, they'll probably be able to find something. But
whatever cure there is, I think it'll cure all of them. I don't think there's going to be an individual cure for this type of cancer can be cured. This type can.
Why does breast cancer get all the attention?
Because
if I had prostate cancer, I'd be pissed off. I'd be like, there's no prostate cancer.
We're in a society that always. Women are at that stage where they're getting they're getting their rights and being equal, but we still have to resort to, like, the old ways of, like...
That would be embarrassing for a guy to get breast cancer.
It happens. It happens.
I know it does happen, but it would be super embarrassing.
Do you get it
just
amputated?
A guy wearing the pink ring. Oh, who's that for? Does your wife have breast cancer or something? I do.
Walking in a breast cancer walk afterwards... I had to have my breast amputated. I mean...
Well, it doesn't look as bad when a guy has a breast amputated.
No, it doesn't, no.
You're like, oh, I don't see much of a difference.
But it'd be funny
if a guy had, like, silicone to try to...
I got breast enlargement after my cancer, so...
I had to get him back. I wonder if fake breasts can get it. Like, a guy, like, a gay guy or tranny gets, like, him, and then can they, like, get breast cancer now that they got implants? I don't know, but...
Can implants get... I don't know.
These are fake, but they're real. But, well, and then... But, no, the reason that it's singled out is for the same reason...
I don't think so, because it's basically just, like, salt water, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it personally, Evan.
They can pop, right? You always hear those things about them popping?
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
Evan, how many people do you know that have you?
It's
Evan,
on TV.
You research these things.
They always have the person that has like.
If you
like
watch
the rich,
90210.
Like the rich woman who has her boob pops, her implant pops.
I've never seen. I don't know what you're talking about. I honestly have never heard that. I've never heard of popping. I never thought you could go up with the needle and just be like. Ying!
I don't.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they. I think I've heard.
They need to
about
stay away from
popping.
Sharp objects.
Possibly.
That's why you don't run with scissors.
Yeah, that could be a real issue. Well, no, it's the same reason that we still will take women out on dates, and we have to pay for their movie. Even though they want equal rights, we still have to pay for the movie because we're the guy. It's the same reason for that. Maybe eventually.
I've got a good idea.
All female listeners out there, I'm sorry if I'm offending you. I think that they're like, oh my god, they're saying we shouldn't research the cancer for us.
Well,
it's horrible.
I have a theory that men and women are becoming even more equal, and like in the future they'll be just like completely.
There won't be a difference between a man and a woman. Everyone's gonna be asexual.
That means we just reproduce by ourselves without sex. We just like spawn another copy of ourselves.
So pretty much what we do at night.
Oh my god! Okay!
In the dark, alone in front of a computer.
Oh my god! I'm sorry for anybody listening out there! Well, no, probably. I just thought. This is probably what
I think would be an excellent point to transition to this.
Austin, get your hand out from under the table! What did you write now?
I said it would be an excellent time to transition.
Oh! Okay, so I came up with a theory for alternative energy, and I thought, you know, they have solar power type.
Ah, that's gross.
Okay, really? Really?
Yeah, you just say it was like, a good time to transition.
Yes, you didn't get that. Oh my god. Now we had to bring it back up.
I didn't see what was written.
UK. We have to transition things.
Okay, go. Let's go.
I don't know how to transfer from talking about
just go.
That.
Just go.
Oh my god. Well, anyways, I always thought we were talking about it in our math class about energy and renewable energy and stuff like that. How you have like solar powers, energy, and all that stuff, and how technically you could get power from a gerbil running in a wheel. So I thought of the idea: what if we get meth and crack addicts? We stick them on a wheel in our backyard and have them just run in a wheel constantly, nah, 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 and grabbing power for us.
So are these your slaves? Yeah.
They'll get paid for it. They'll be paid through meth or crack or whatever they're using, and they can just be like super high all day running on
this
little wheel.
They don't actually make money. You just give them the crack they need.
We can give them money to buy the crack.
So pretty much you're arguing.
It can be an underground.
So can we just like put a TV or like a Twinkie on the wall so they can follow it?
Yeah, we'll get somebody high on weed. So they have the munchies, and we'll put like Twinkies dangling in front of them, and they'll just be running after it the whole time.
They wouldn't have enough energy.
You're right. That's why you need speed. You need like crack, and they can be like and give them LSD at the same time, so they're hallucinating and on speed.
So Gary just wants.
So America is powered by literally.
By drug addicts. The homeless would have a job now. Dangle a liquor bottle in front of an alcoholic.
An alcoholic's not gonna run. It's gonna have to be the crack addicts,
having the alcoholic, he'll fall over running and he'll just be spinning around the wheel constantly, just like laying on his back.
Because the wheel's gonna continue spinning.
We'll have to give him a spin every once
or
in a while.
Just get like little boys.
why do you even have him in the wheel?
Stop poking holes in my hypothetical theory.
Dude, that's what we can do in prison. Just like get all the child molesters and just have like. Like on the wall, a picture of like a little kid.
Macaulay Culkin just pasted on the wall. And they can just run constantly around, chasing something. It'd be the hamster idea with drug addicts and yeah.
Alright.
Or we put like a key to like the jail cell right in front of like a murderer and say, we'll let you free if you can get the key. And he'll just constantly be running on something. Make it impossible. Have like somebody up top will pull it up when he gets near it. None of this sounds good to you.
No.
You don't think this would work?
Probably not.
I think we should get that. That's the problem. That's how we're gonna solve global warming. We're gonna get crack addicts.
You want to test it from my house? I'll set up a wheel, get you some coke, have you run.
I'm not gonna run it. We need somebody else to run it.
Joey.
Oh, you dropped.
I'm kidding.
Oh, if he's listening to this one.
I'm I'm joking.
He's not joking.
I am too joking.
Okay.
I don't think you would know.
Don't get
all
defensive on me here. Jesus Christ, you're 40,
I respect Joey.
Yes, you do. This is you. Name drop. What? What? No, we passed that. He's trying to point out ideas to me, and they're ones that have. Actually, I need to keep this. Yeah. Anyways, so question of the week: who proposes in a gay marriage, and who keeps the name? Who gets, you know, has to adopt a new name? Jerk off of the week is Pleasant Grove High School, and apparently I'm the only shallow individual who thinks that we should put meth addicts in a circle running to get power. Apparently I'm the only one. So, with that depressing end to this,
the end
to our awesome mediocrity, we will see you next week.
The end.
See ya.